At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Will somebody tell me if we're supposed to start
the program? Freeman hits the ball. Right field. She is done. Oh, what a pass. Doncic, perfection there on the assist.
A little magic from Doncic.
Stafford takes the shoulder, takes a shot downfield. It is caught by Nakua. He pinged it on his shoulder.
In the Admiral refrigerator, the door is closed, the lights out, butter's getting hard, the eggs are cooling, and the Jell-O is jiggling.
And welcome to the LA Sports Roundup podcast. My name is Mike Andrade. We're sitting here recording on a Thursday, August 14th, 2025. I hope you guys are having a great day. Hope it's a great shiny day outside. The sun is shining. And you guys are enjoying your day at work or wherever you may be. And hopefully you're having a better morning than I am. Woke up this morning with some pink eye. So, had to call off work. But it's okay. I'm able to record a podcast while I'm sitting at home today. But we're going to get into talking, first and foremost, about what's been going on with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Last night, once again, they lost to the Anaheim Angels. I refuse to call them the Los Angeles Angels because it just sounds stupid. Even though they are the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, they're always going to be the Anaheim Angels. And rightfully so. Honestly, I was talking to a friend about this. They should just be the California Angels. Like, truth be told, I'm a Dodger fan. But the California Angels as a name would look and sound really, really cool. And it would be just a really good rebranding model for them. But that's neither here or there. Last night, the Dodgers lost to the Angels, and it completes a complete, perfect sweep for the Angels. And let's talk about what's been going on there. The Dodgers have not been doing well whatsoever. Like I said, the Angels completed a 6-0 sweep of the Dodgers for the first time since interleague rivalry began in 1997. I think what's most frustrating for fans right now is just seeing how lackadaisical the Dodgers look when they take the field, knowing that they're in a tight NL West race, in which now they're number two in the NL West. But looking lackadaisical out there and almost kind of just giving the vibes of like, hey, we're here, but does it really matter that we're here? And, you know, they're kind of just playing. Shohei Ohtani is doing his thing to carry the team on his back once again. And it's great for Shohei Ohtani to be doing those things. We really want him to be productive at this time of the season. But the lackadaisicalness of this team is just jarring. Now, it happens with championship teams. You could go to any sport and look at a team that has won the championship. The year after, they come out, and most of the time, they come out, and it's not the same as last season. You know, last season, the Dodgers were really, really hungry to get that World Series. They were the best team in baseball all year long. You could look from top to bottom. Yeah, they had a lot of injuries last season, and sometimes out there last season where you didn't think that maybe they couldn't get things done, but for the most part, they were the best team in all of baseball last season, and it was obvious from start to finish. Now you go into this season, the Dodgers looked great at the beginning of the year. It looked like they were going to be unbeatable, but ever since then, they have just looked like a team that won last year. They're happy, they're satisfied, and they're just, that's the way they're living their life right now. Now, I look at it like this. when somebody's in a relationship, right, they kind of just kind of let themselves go because they're comfortable with their partner. Maybe they gain a few extra pounds. They're happy and they're in love. The Dodgers are still clearly happy and in love with winning the World Series last year. And right now, they're going back into the gym and they're realizing that they're way out of shape. Not in a literal sense because these guys are top-tier athletes, but in a baseball sense, they saw what they did last season, and they came into the season thinking, you know what, we could probably just coast. We could just coast to the playoffs and everything will be okay. Well, obviously, we're learning that it is not the case right now. It is August. It is in the month of August, so we only have 2 months left of the regular season, and right now is the point in place where you really need to be picking things up. Now, all these games against the Angels have been really, really close. So you're talking about 6-5 scores. Games in which the Dodgers could have easily handled business and they could have won. But no, the pitching, the bullpen has been letting these games get way out of hand. They're letting key hits from other guys get off bat. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating that the bullpen is not locking in right now and they're giving up these leads. And I believe in two of these games, it's been walk-offs. And so you got to take in consideration that this is not the point in time in the season where you need to be losing control of these games. You need to be going into these games trying to control as much as possible, locking in, focusing. We're in August now, like I said. It is not the time to start messing around or thinking that you could just coast by. The fact that you're in these close games and you're not able to handle business the way that you're supposed to is very, very concerning. You know, it's very, very concerning that Yoshinobu Yamamoto, a guy that we severely depend on and a guy that's one of the highest paid pitchers in baseball, is giving up a lot of runs and not a lot of time in terms of innings. It's very concerning. These guys do not have their stuff together right now, and we're losing games because of it. The fact that we're blowing these leads, Evan Phillips, guys like that, we need to be on track right now. And in fact, it seems like we're just getting worse by the games played. Honestly, it could be championship fatigue. It could be that the guys are just not locked in right now. But the matter of fact is that we're in August, and we only have a little bit of time now to get our stuff together. And if we don't, then the Padres are just going to continue to be in first place. We were in first place, and that's part of the problem too. I've mentioned this in many podcasts before, that because we are in first place, we just felt comfortable. The comfortability of being in first place and playing bad baseball is not a good thing, because that's only going to continue to make you rest on your laurels. So I get it. It's baseball. There's ups and downs. There's waves. There's momentum shifts. There's everything. But the fact that these guys are continuing to not get their stuff together, I just don't know where that's going to take us leading into the rest of August. And team morale is down right now. Look at all these post-game press conferences. Dave Roberts. He's, you know, in his press conference last night, he was just talking about the disappointment from the team. And so, look, he's also under, on the hot seat right now because of some management decisions, you know, going with relievers that, quite frankly, aren't getting the job done. And that's been a detriment to Dave Roberts since the beginning, right? He's sticking with these guys that he trusts, but ultimately it bites him on the butt. Now, going back into the NL West standings, Dodgers are in second place now. So the San Diego Padres are 69-52. The Dodgers are 68-53. Obviously, they've lost four in a row. The Padres have won five in a row to get them to that number one spot. But going deeper into the NL West standings, you have the Diamondbacks that are 59-62. Not a great record, but if you look at it, they're only about 10 games behind. And so if the Dodgers continue to free fall, which I'm not saying that they will, but let's say in a universe that the Dodgers continue to free fall, the Diamondbacks can theoretically come back. Same with the San Francisco Giants, 59-62. They could theoretically come back if they were to get on a hot streak. That's why the Dodgers absolutely need to start locking in. These Padres are not going away. We have seen time and time again, year after year now, the Padres are a momentum team. Look at last year. They had a lot of momentum coming into the postseason and damn near almost eliminated us again in the postseason. But that the Dodgers locked in that postseason and ended up winning that game. That series. But I'm saying that the San Diego Padres are a momentum team, and the fact that they're in first place right now is not a good sign for the Dodgers. But the Dodgers, like I said, they have 2 months to right their wrongs, to get back into first place, and to continue to build a lead in this NL West. Now, they're number two right now, so they're going to have to do some work to get back into that number one spot, but it's doable. But what they cannot do, absolutely no matter what, is continue to not lock in, not focus. They just need to forget about that 2024 championship, because honestly, it does not matter at this point. They just need to focus in on what's going on right now and win their pennant race. Now, Angels fans, you guys, we'll let you guys celebrate as much as you want. Honestly, you guys deserved it. You swept the Dodgers the last two series, and hey, celebrate. Do whatever you can to celebrate. Pour champagne, put a parade on the streets, raise a banner. Do whatever you feel like you need to celebrate, because this was your moment, Angel fans. This was your moment. This is everything that you guys have ever worked for, to sweep the Dodgers. Congratulations, Angels fans. I mean, this has to be a momentous victory for you. I mean, just think about the history that you guys made sweeping the Dodgers in the regular season. That is incredible. So, Angels fans, congratulations on your sweeping of the Dodgers. And I cannot wait, absolutely cannot wait to go to Spirit Halloween at Angel Stadium in October, because it's one of my favorite places to go shopping for all my Halloween needs. You know, look, they can have, all jokes aside, who cares? Who cares that the Angels swept the Dodgers? The only thing that really pisses us off is that it's happening right now in this moment, because the Dodgers, like I said, they should be locking in instead of being swept by the Angels. And now it is frustrating for Dodgers fans, because we like to be the big brother of the situation. It's like all those years when the Clippers were beating the Lakers about 10 or so years ago, when they had CP3 and Blake Griffin, and we were in there beating us. You know, that didn't feel good, because we're the big brother, okay? But it doesn't really matter in the long stretch, because the Lakers are the 17-time NBA champions, and the Dodgers are 8-time champions, okay? So look, we don't have to soil ourselves and get mad about the Angels sweeping us, okay? They can have their little victory. It's fine. It's fine. All right, so switching gears here, guys. We're going to talk a little bit about the NBA and the Lakers releasing the 2025-2026 schedule for this upcoming season. It's always a fun day in the month of August when the season schedule comes out and we can look at these key dates and kind of just think to ourselves, all right, this is going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game. But let's look at some key dates here. All right. So I'm on Lakers.com. We're going to start with the regular season. Opening day at home. Now, a lot of people were thinking opening day was probably going to be against maybe the Dallas Mavericks. That would have been a hell of a game to put on opening day. Honestly, I'm very, very surprised that the NBA chose not to do that for opening night, because, one, it's opening day and you're going to have a lot of eyeballs on there. But, two, the NBC is coming back to broadcast games, and so these games are going to be on NBC. And what bigger game would you put on than Lakers and Mavericks, considering, you know, the history that's gone on this season with the Lakers and the Mavericks, with the trade that went back in February. All right, so, but we are playing the Golden State Warriors on Tuesday, October 21st. That's going to be our opening day matchup at home. And then a little bit going forward, you have that Friday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's a key matchup. All right, so let's look down on some other key matchups. Wednesday, October 29th, we're playing on the road against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then the after that, the cup games start for the NBA Cup. We have on October 31st, Halloween night in Memphis. We are going to be playing the Grizzlies. The Lakers are in West Group B. So that's going to be the group stages matchups for the NBA Cup. Let's see here. Sunday, November 2nd, we're going to play the Miami Heat. Always a good game there. Let's see here. Let's go down. Nothing really too exciting in the month of November. I'm trying to look for more NBA Cup matchups. Let's see here. Oh, November 25th. The West Group B matchup against the LA Clippers. Against now the newly formed LA Clippers, with a bunch of their stars that are just over the age of 40. I'm joking with you. But yeah, we're going to be playing the LA Clippers on that. And then we have another West Group B matchup for the Cup, this time against the Dallas Mavericks at Crypto.com Arena. That's going to be Friday, November 28th. Let's see here. Now we're going to be going into the month of December. Friday night, December 5th, we're going to be playing the Boston Celtics away at the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. That's always a game to be watched against the Celtics, even though no Jason Tatum this season for them. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of team the Celtics are. I presume they're going to be a playoff team. You know, they still have a lot of talent around the team so far, but no Jason Tatum, which means really, realistically, their shot at an NBA championship for this upcoming season is really out the window. Let's see here. We're going to be going into, Saturday, December 20th. We're going to be playing the Clippers at the Intuit Dome. The 23rd of December, Phoenix Suns. And Christmas Day, the Houston Rockets. Let's see. Going forward after that, do we have a New Year's Eve matchup? We do not. Not even a New Year's Day matchup. That's kind of surprising. Let's see. You know what? We'll end on this one, January 20th versus the Denver Nuggets. A huge matchup against the Denver Nuggets, a team that's been kicking our butts for the last 3 years. And so a matchup that, you know, no doubt it'll be a good win if we could get it, especially because it's going to be at the Ball Arena in Denver. So good game there. Actually, we'll end with this one. The Luka's first game back into Dallas for this season will be January 24th. January 24th against the Mavericks. So look out for that one. And all right, we'll end with this, guys. I want to talk about the Rams preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys last Saturday. And Stetson Bennett, the Rams quarterback who's been starting in the preseason for the Rams and is primarily, I would say, the second string quarterback for the Rams right now, while Matthew Stafford is dealing with a back injury. Now, Stetson Bennett, in the game on Saturday, he completed 16 of 24 passes, going for 188 yards, 2 touchdowns, and just 1 interception. A good stat line for the young quarterback. You know, it kind of makes you question now, if Matthew Stafford were to not be healthy for the start of the regular season, because there is a lot of questions in that regard to when Matthew Stafford could become available again for the Rams. He could possibly miss week one. Could Stetson Bennett, who had a pretty decent stat line against, you know, granted, it's just one preseason game. Let's not get carried away here, okay, guys? I'm not trying to get carried away with what Stetson Bennett is right now, okay? But the question in line is, could he become a future starting quarterback for the Rams, per se, this season if Matthew Stafford, one, couldn't make it for the opening week of the NFL season, or two, gets hurt down the line? Could Stetson Bennett be that guy? Now we have Jimmy Garoppolo, who's a proven veteran, who was on the 49ers for all those years. You know, took the 49ers to a couple Super Bowls, I believe. And so, look, you have a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo who could get the job done, and wouldn't be a scary situation for the Rams for Jimmy Garoppolo to start under those circumstances. I would feel at least comfortable with him being at least the week one starter. But could it be Stetson Bennett? I think it could. You obviously need to give these guys a try. Matthew Stafford is in the final stages of his career. The Rams need to look for their future quarterback. Now, is it staring at them right in the face? Is it in their backyard with Stetson Bennett? Who knows? But a stat line like he had against the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday could be it. He could be the guy. You just got to give him more evaluation. You got to give him more playing time. And you got to see what the guy can do. I mean, the guy won 2 national championships in college. So, obviously, the guy is capable. It's just a matter of getting him on the field and getting him into, honestly, regular season situations and seeing what he can do. Now, if he starts and he craps the bed, you know, a game or two, then you can realistically look at him and think, okay, maybe this guy's not the guy and we need to search elsewhere. But right now, look, he's in our backyard. He's basically the number two starting guy. Why not give him a shot if Matthew Stafford cannot come back to the Rams for week one? Now, ultimately, as well, Coach Sean McVay could ultimately start Jimmy Garoppolo in the preseason game against the LA Chargers. We'll see. But if he continues to go with Stetson Bennett, that I feel like that would be the best thing going forward, just to give that guy the amount of reps that he needs to feel comfortable if the chance he were to be in an NFL regular season game. All right, you guys, I will let you guys go there. Obviously, I'm still dealing with some pink eye things going on around my face, and so I don't want to be on this podcast too long. I'm just going to rest up for the rest of the day, but I thank you guys for tuning in each and every podcast that we do. Obviously, we have Wrestling with Ryan coming up as well every week, and so thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys who watch it on YouTube. Thank you guys who tune in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you may listen. I really, really want to thank you, and continue to spread the word too. If you like what you hear, even though my voice is very annoying, I believe, I'm joking with you. But if you like what you hear, spread the word about our podcast. Spread the word about Lace 'Em Up Sports Media. It means a lot, tremendous amount to me that you guys are listening. So I want to thank you on that front. And we will see you guys next time with another one. I'll see you guys. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.